You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Horton Foote's play, Dividing the Estate, is a domestic comedy about a once well-off Southern clan haggling over control of the family homestead. As has been so often the case in Horton Foote's work, one of the show's highlights is Hallie Foote's performance, this time as Mary Jo, a materialistic, overextended daughter who just can't wait to get her hands on the money. She joins me now to talk about Dividing the Estate, which currently is playing at the Booth Theater on West 45th Street. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much.
I understand this play debuted almost 20 years ago at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton. Was it well received then?
You know, I think it was well received. I don't remember that particular production. I didn't get to see it, so I was kind of busy doing other things.
So you don't know if it's changed at all since, although it seems relevant today.
Actually, it's changed in the sense that we've worked on it since we're rehearsing this actually a year ago at Primary Stages, and then continued to refine and change and, fix things. But nothing in terms of updating. He kept, all the references, all that stuff is from the original.
1986 or something, isn't it? 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the Primary Stage is a much smaller theater, mm-hmm. so even just working on a larger stage must have changed things.
Oh, just the physical production, if nothing else, changed. We added a staircase. We added an office. We had an entrance that was added, an entranceway. So, and then, of course, staging-wise, we had to make adjustments. So there were a lot of things to...
You had time off during between the productions.
Yes.
Was it interesting to come back to a role after a hiatus like that?
Yeah, very. It's always fun to kind of go and revisit something. I really always like to do that.
Well, this play is about the complicated rivalries and alliances in a family. You're surrounded by your own family in this production.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your husband appears with you in your father's play.
Yes, my husband plays my nephew in this.
Is that weird? Because a lot of people have a hard time... if they're in the same business, because you're seeing them all the time, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. I kind of welcome it. And there have been times, because we're both actors, that we've been off working on things independently of one another. And I kind of prefer this. I mean, it's a joy to rehearse with him. It's a joy to act with him. And it's nice to have him around.
And he's also a playwright. Have you ever
Yes.
been in any of his plays?
No. Mm-mm. Not yet.
That might be a bit more difficult. It's probably easier to be in a play by a father than a husband.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in a play of my sister's, and I loved working on that. I don't think it would be. I think in some ways, it's if you know the person, you have a little bit of shorthand because you understand them, and so then by extension, their writing.
What is it about your father's characters that make it so easy for people to identify with them?
I think there's a universal truth. His characters resonate with people all over the world. I've had people see this play, see many plays. They come to me and they'll say, I'm from Czechoslovakia and that's my aunt. Or, it's very interesting to me. He writes things that sort of apply to everyone. It's not just to Texas.
In a way, this play reminds me of being, it comes across as kind of a variation on the themes of Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard. Should I assume that Chekhov is one of your father's favorite playwrights?
He loves Chekhov, yes. He does. And he just saw the production of The Seagull, which he loved. And I think in some ways that's his favorite play because he was an actor and he played Treplev. So he remembers, the ending, and he just said it killed him to see it this time. He I think he's been called the American Chekhov, and he likes that.
As we said, the play was originally set is still set in 1987, the mm-hmm. year when Gordon Gekko's "Greed is Good" was mm-hmm. the mantra. Do you see this as something about that kind of mindset, or do you think it's more about generational differences?
Okay, you mean in terms of?
Well, this is a family in which we have really three generations represented. Mm-hmm. Probably a larger cast than we normally see in a Horton Foote play.
He tends to kind of push it with casts, but yeah, this one's a little bit larger than most. Well, there are differences in the generations, but I think in some ways the youngest generation, which is my husband who plays my nephew, he has the lines that reflect what Stella, the matriarch, is saying, which is, he says, "I love this land." And it's the poetry in the play, and it's also how he doesn't want to separate and change and, you know, kind of replace things with things that don't mean very much.
I thought the youngest generation were the two girls who play your daughters. Well, and they have a very different attitude.
They do. They do. But then there's the young African-American girl. You know, I mean, there's all different variations. There's also his fiance. I consider them kind of they're still in the younger set.
Well, at one point, Elizabeth Ashley, as your mother, says something like, "Don't talk to me about struggle. We kept this estate together during the Depression, planted cotton, mm-hmm. paid taxes." And these children really don't have to work.
No.
They've lived off of this estate.
Yes.
And now suddenly they're faced with the possibility they're going to have to go out and get jobs.
Exactly.
And actually
figure it out. Yeah. But I think they're survivors. I don't know. I think it won't be easy. But it feels to me like they will figure it out, you know?
Because your father's plays never come across as pessimistic. There's always a sense that people will find a way to survive.
Mm-hmm. I think they're survivors. The people he writes about are pretty much survivors, yeah.
Do you think there are a lot of parallels between today with the struggles the characters are having in terms of economics and real estate? I mean, have those outside circumstances changed the show for the performers or the way audiences react to it?
Well, I think what's happening today resonates so it's more profound when people come and experience this play. But, you know, when the character of Pauline says that's what America's becoming, a service economy, I always laugh to myself because I think he wrote this in, 87? And, you know, that's what's happening. So it was very prescient, you know. And I think the difference in 87 and now was the oil prices, but of course oil's starting to go down, which I find interesting. But they said, you know, Houston was like a ghost town. Commercial real estate was gone. I mean, it was just terrible. There were tumbleweeds going downtown Houston. You could see tumbleweeds. So I don't know. Do we go in cycles? Maybe. Maybe that's what's happening. We're in another cycle. Hopefully there'll be an upside to this downside.
Do you think that people will be more sympathetic to Mary Jo now than they might have at other times? Even though Mary Jo is a difficult person, and she must be a lot of fun to play.
Well, you know, I am sympathetic to Mary Jo. I mean, if you really, on the face of it, she seems grasping and all these things. But I thought, you know, she's the one child that's kind of left the house. She's had a couple of kids. She's married to a guy that's in real estate, and they're having a tough time. And I know they say she's taken more money than any of them, but they're all kind of living there, and they're all on salary, except for her brother. But, you know, they're provided with things that she's not necessarily provided with. So it sort of justifies my desire to be treated equally.
My guess is Hallie Foote, who is one of the stars of a new production of Horton Foote's play, Dividing the Estate, now at the Booth Theater on West 45th Street. A wonderful theater because even though it's a Broadway house and it's large, it's still smaller than most Broadway mm-hmm. houses, so there's a sense of intimacy at the same time.
Yeah.
Mary Jo gives you a chance to play a very comic role, too, and you do it physically as well. I mean, even your posture tells
us. People have told me that.
You're not aware of yourself doing that?
Well, no, it's not intentional, let's put it that way. It's something that sort of, I guess, has asserted itself. And, you know, occasionally I'll think, oh, I'm standing differently. You know what I mean? You kind of get it gets in your body. And you sort of, I'm becoming more aware of it. People have pointed it out to me. Did I stand there and say I'm going to physically do this? No.
Well, she's a person who tends to say what she thinks, and mm-hmm. her body tells us that she's mm-hmm. going to be confrontational. So I guess that's part of acting. It's not even being aware that you're becoming the character in a way that becomes physical as well as actually thinking about how you deliver the lines.
Yeah, I guess. And I think it comes out of working on the part and, you know, what's in the text and discovering that.
To me, one of the most interesting elements of the play is the relationship of the family to the servants and the servants to each other. Does that kind of familial relationship with people who have served for decades still exist, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think you get involved with people, you know, and I think you get to know them and they become extensions of you. And I think, you know, I think sometimes people are sort of self-involved, the people that are employing you, and they don't understand that they're real human beings there. But then other times I think they're people that care about them and try to help them out if they can.
Well, there is a racial component mm-hmm. to the people who the servants are serving. The servants are black mm-hmm. and the family is white, and yet there's a feeling that they are family on some level.
Yeah.
Is that because this is in Harrison, Texas? Well, it's actually based on your father's hometown, Wharton, Texas. Mm-hmm. Would that be in the southern part of the southern side of Texas or the western side?
It's 59 miles southwest of Houston. So it's
sort
of on
really
the way
like
to the
south.
Yeah.
Your father left Texas before you were born, hadn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was out. He left when he was 16 or 17. Well, he went to Dallas and then he went to Pasadena.
So why does he keep on being drawn back to his hometown in his plays?
Because that's where his memory is. I mean, I think, wasn't it Willa Cather that wrote about Red Cloud and she'd left when she was six? I think it informs you at a very early age. And he was treated kind of like one of the adults. He just grew up on a porch listening to stories, basically.
Well, you were born in New York, mm-hmm. and yet you seem to be very comfortable being in this place of your father's youth.
I didn't go down there as much when I was younger, but now that I'm older, I try to get down at least once a year, and it's definitely had an impact on me.
Most kids have to ask their parents for stories about mm-hmm. their youth. All you have to do is appear in one of your father's plays. And in fact, you played your own mother in...
Grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah. Not my mother. She's from Pennsylvania, but no, I played my grandmother several times. Yep.
You don't appear in this play for the first 40 minutes or so. Does that make you nervous, waiting to go on?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's sort of like you're anticipating, and you can, you know, we're backstage, and you can hear the play being done, and you can hear the audience reacting, and so it's, you're kind of sitting, you're waiting, preparing to go on, but...
Then you come in like a typhoon, like a hurricane.
But the more you do it, the easier it gets, you know, you kind of get a rhythm going, and you get used to it.
Is there a revival of Trip to Bountiful planned for next year?
I don't think so. Oh, I mean, I
heard that there was.
No. What I think is going to happen, and I'm hoping this works out. My father's written this 9-play cycle called the Orphan's Home Cycle, and they're planning on bringing that into New York via Hartford.
So, the whole cycle.
Yep, the whole cycle. It'll be kind of like a Coast of Utopia. You know, 9 hours. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really wonderful, I think.
And where will that be performed?
I guess I can say this. They're trying to work it out with Signature Theater, and hopefully it'll work out.
Meanwhile, how is this an open-ended run?
The one that we're in, mm-hmm. it's a limited. We're closing January 4th.
Oh, so soon.
Very sad. Yes, I love being at the Booth Theater, and I love doing this play.
And audiences love it too. You get a lot of laughs.
Yeah, they seem to. We've had great audiences.
Dividing the Estate is at the Booth Theater on West 45th Street. My great thanks to Hallie Foote for having been on our show again.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.